used to execute suicide bombing attacks. In Iraq, militants today targeting police patrols, though authorities say many of the victims were civilians. In Tikrit, officials say a car bomb aimed at a police target instead killed two civilians and wounded 18 others. Six policemen were also hurt. A 28-year-old American peace activist who went to Iraq to serve as a human shield against the U.S. invasion is challenging $8,000 in federal fines. Ryan Clancy filed a lawsuit against the Treasury Department. They allege that Clancy went to Iraq in violation of sanctions. Clancy was in Iraq from January 28th to March 7, 2003. But, of course, the invasion didn't start till March 19th, so he was actually there before the war. As a result, the American Civil Liberties Union says Clancy was not trading with the enemy. The leader of Pakistan calling for his people to reject what he calls religious extremism. General Pervez Musharraf reacting to the bombing of a popular Muslim shrine in Islamabad today. No one's claimed responsibility as yet. There's word the elderly king of Saudi Arabia is seriously ill, perhaps with pneumonia. An Arab official saying Saudi leaders put the country under a state of alert, although there was an official denial of that. The Saudi press agency said only King Fahd was taken to the hospital for tests. Fahd has been ruling in name only in Saudi Arabia since he had a stroke a decade ago. His half-brother, Crown Prince Abdullah, has been the de facto ruler in Saudi Arabia since then. George Bush admitted transforming the U.S. military could be a painful process, but he says a more efficient fighting force is a crucial weapon in today's era of surprise, as he called it, when it's hard to predict just, quote, who might attack us or where or when. Bush was speaking at the commencement ceremonies at the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis. He defended the decision to shut down domestic military bases. He says America simply has more bases than it needs, and keeping them open is wasting billions of dollars. This is Air America Radio News.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Oust Fan presents a message from your laundry hamper.
Now I know, as your laundry hamper, I serve a function in dealing with your dirty laundry. But must I put up with the lingering odor? Please get the Oust Fan. It's a discreet fan that continuously eliminates odors in the air, even from the disgusting odor-causing bacteria. And speaking of dirty laundry, the things your underwear is saying about you. Scandalous!
Get odors out with Oust Fan. Essie Johnson, a family company.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio. Bobby and I have always wanted to talk to listeners on Ring of Fire, and now we're going to do that. If you'll call us on our hotline on Ring of Fire, you can get a head start by going to our website, ringoffireradio.com. You'll see our hotline number there, and you can call us anytime. And join Bobby and me on our new two-hour format. We'll be taking calls and doing our part to make Tom DeLay, Karl Rove, and all the American right-wing windbags as uncomfortable as we can, right here on Air America Radio.
Cause I got a good feeling and I don't feel no pain at all. Riding my day.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We have certainly a diverse and scattered program tonight, and I want to work in a lot of phone calls, too. Everything from the conviction today in an Indonesian court of an Australian woman who was sentenced to 20 years in prison for being convicted of smuggling some marijuana into Indonesia. 20 years in prison. Now, there's an awful lot of question about her guilt, but what is horrifying about this case is that the people who committed the Bali bombing a couple of years ago, in which 200 people died, the sentences in those cases, there was one person involved, one of the co-conspirators, who got 2.5 years in prison. We'll get to that a little bit later. Also, what the hell? Instead of teasing it, we'll just do it. We'll get to it all right? Today, by the way, is the 26th day. 26 days since the Times of London reported the existence of the secret minutes of the meetings and the memos that laid out the Bush plans for starting his murderous war based on absolute lies. So far, 1,655 Americans have been killed, thousands more. U.S. soldiers have had legs and arms and eyes and fingers and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States, including an ungodly number of children who have been burned, mutilated, and butchered. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 26 on the front page of every newspaper? And why is it not the lead of every single television newscast? A demand for the resignation of the murderers who did this, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. Got an email here from Bob. And this is, I just want to start with this tonight. This kind of overlays everything that we'll be talking about tonight. It overlays probably everything ever talked about on my program in 20 years of broadcast history. Now, that's a pretty sweeping statement. Here's what the email says. Hey, Mike, as a fellow Carl Sagan fan and astronomer, I totally agree with your views and opinions of our demon-haunted world. How sad this semi-intelligent species that we are has never grown past the point of superstition and God-worshipping. The future of the species is doubtful, considering our fondness for weapons, death, and insatiable curiosity concerning life after death. In Sagan's book, Pale Blue Dot, there is a passage that applies so well to the present situation. Quote, "We succeeded in taking that picture of Earth from deep space, and if you look at it, you see a dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On that dot, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever lived out their lives. The aggregate of all our joys and sufferings, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilizations, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every hopeful child, every mother and father, every inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there on a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam. The earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors so that in glory and in triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Think of the endless cruelties visited by the inhabitants of one corner of the dot on scarcely distinguishable inhabitants on some other corner of the dot. How frequent their misunderstandings, how eager they are to kill one another, how fervent their hatreds. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. It's up to us. It's been said that astronomy is a humbling, and I might add, a character-building experience. To my mind, there is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly and compassionately with one another and to preserve and cherish that pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known. Thanks, Bob. Wow. In Los Angeles, there's a group of kids out there, theater kids, theater students at El Camino Real High School. And they decided to do a parody play, a satirical play. So the title of the play is The Complete History of America Abridged, which satirizes U.S. history. Now, the posters that went up, you know, let the other students know that this play was coming, depicted Bush with a Groucho Marx-style mustache and cigar. One student complained, and the posters were ordered torn down. The principal of the school ordered all 100 posters removed from the campus of El Camino Real High School on the grounds that they promoted smoking and, quote, endorsing one ideology over another, end quote. Man, I wish I could say the F word, but I can't. Groucho Marx! It promoted smoking and endorsing one ideology over another? That's what the principal said. He added, as if to slap the snot out of these students, that's our take on the student speech and conduct. Now, what happened was a senior at this high school who supports the president wrote a complaint letter to the administration, to teachers. And apparently the letter got around. The principal said, we had a student who was very upset. If something is bothering a student on campus, we're going to address it. Other students were infuriated by the ban. One said, it taught us that the First Amendment certainly does not guarantee the right of free speech, said a 16-year-old junior in the school drama program. The principal asked the drama students to come up with new posters. So, what did the kids do? They have a new design, and it will feature a silhouette of Bush and a burning cigar, along with inscriptions like, free expression for all, unless you're in high school. And what First Amendment? You go, kids. You go. Kick some ass. Take some names. George Bush in a Groucho-style mustache, Groucho Marx-style mustache and a cigar, ordered torn down the posters because the posters promoted smoking and endorsed one ideology over another. Oh, really? Is that what a picture of Bush does? A satirical picture of Bush? Or is it the fact that the students were satirizing him? Oh, man, this is going to be a half-witted statement, but, man, I'm glad I'm not in high school anymore. Oh, Jesus.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, read why the FDA's own scientists are worried that the agency approves unsafe drugs that put you at risk. Learn how ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks may be affecting the news you get about global warming. Plus, check out one author's argument about why pop culture may make you smarter. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more detail.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable term life insurance.
Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 21 past the hour. In a latest move to turn this country into some sort of a lockdown prison camp, the Bush administration is asking a federal appeals court, they did today, to restore the Bush crime family's ability to force internet service providers to turn over information about us, their customers, as part of its fight against terrorism. Huh? Now, last year, a district judge in New York blocked the Bush crime family from conducting these secret searches of communications records, saying that the law was just too far out in the freaking ozone. And the ruling came as a result of a lawsuit by the ACLU and an internet access firm that had received a national security letter from the FBI demanding records. Now, the identity of the firm remained secret. Who do you think it was, huh? AOL? So here they go again. In the name of terror, we've got to get Goldstein. We have to. We must get Goldstein. By the way, whatever happened to Osama bin Laden? All I hear about is this Zakawi? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? So we'll keep you posted on this, but Bush and his criminals want the ability to read your email. Huh? To have your passwords turned over to them. Now, no offense, this is just part of the war on terror, you see, because you, truth seeker, you know, you might be a terrorist. What the hell? Who knows, right? Unless they take a look at who you write to and who writes to you and what you say and what is said to you. This is not America. We got to get this country back or leave, I guess. I don't know. Mary Kay Cosmetics, another hit for the American Family Association. That's this psychopathic freak, Donald Wildman. He and his boys complained that Mary Kay Cosmetics, that they had planned to buy an ad on Desperate Housewives, the ABC Sunday night program. And Wildman and the American Family Association wanted to know how Mary Kay could buy into a show that Donald Wildman says promotes infidelity, seduction, and promiscuity. Well, you half-witted bastard. It's a television program. It doesn't promote anything, you freak. What is with these dominionist Christians and their hang-up about sex organs? What the hell is wrong with you people? Repeat after me. Penis. Vagina. Now, is that so bad? Here's another one. Sexual intercourse. In a number of different ways, by the way, Donald. There's several ways to do it. Several different permutations and combinations of men, women, and in the case of some of your right-wing freaks, farm animals. You know, your Republican anti-abortion people who apparently... Wouldn't that guy say if it's warm and wet and vibrates and is on four legs? You're going to have sex with it if you grew up on a farm? Jesus. So, oh yeah, let's not buy an ad on Desperate Housewives. No, let's not do that. Now, what is interesting here, this is not the first time that these freaks have gone after Desperate Housewives. Last year, Lowe's, the home improvement place, and Tyson Foods and Kellogg's were among the advertisers who reportedly pulled their ad dollars from Desperate Housewives after they got emails, letters, and phone calls from American Family Association droids. You know how easy it must be to, you know, to order 100,000 people. Send letter! Now, what is interesting here is that Tyson Foods, said last year when they decided not to advertise, Tyson Foods said, "This show is not consistent with our core values, which focus on operating with integrity and truth and trust in all we do." Really? Now, this is the same Tyson Foods that was prosecuted for smuggling hundreds of illegal immigrants into the United States to pluck their chickens. Right? Prosecutors had tapes. And one guy on one of the tapes, prosecutors identified as a plant manager in I believe in North Carolina, said, "Hell, I put over 700 people to work. I'm going to need to replace 300 or 400 people, maybe 500. I need a lot." A Border Patrol agent testified that he had handed over 8 illegal immigrants to the manager of Tyson Foods Monroe, North Carolina plant. Yadda, 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 yadda. Now, all these bastards were put on trial, and they were found not guilty. Can you imagine that? Tyson Foods not guilty. Really? Okay. But you know what? They said the Desperate Housewives is a program whose format is not consistent with Tyson Foods' core values. Okay, let's do a program about slave labor. That would be okay, wouldn't it? Huh, Tyson?
She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro AntBlock. AntBlock keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro AntBlock around the foundation of your home. You see, AntBlock's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new AntBlock at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Planet Check.
Bush ignores the will of the people.
Americans have submitted over 4 million comments regarding the rule, and the vast majority were in support of roadless protection for every roadless area in America.
That's NRDC's senior policy analyst, Amy Mall, talking about the most popular conservation rule of all time.
Now that the president has repealed the roadless rule, 58.5 million acres across the country will be at risk for activities that were prohibited by the rule.
Millions of acres of America's last wild forests are now open for clear-cut logging, oil and gas drilling, and mining.
In Alaska alone, in the Tongass Rainforest, the administration is currently planning approximately 50 large industrial timber sales in roadless areas.
These old-growth forests cannot be replaced. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video. Free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
So call 800-423-3100. That's 800-423-3100.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
What's up, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Now, since I've been doing my thing here on Air America Radio, I've had a lot of great guests, played a lot of good music, and had a whole lot of laughs. So tune in this week as we pack some of this year's highlights into one big show. Yep, it's my first best of, baby. We done hit the big time. The best of the Kyle Jason show airs this Saturday night at 10 p.m. on Air America Radio. Don't miss it, baby.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey-free zone.
All right, we're going to blow through these fairly quickly because I would like to get your calls at a reasonable time here tonight, which means within the next 20, 30 minutes. So, then there's this. Amnesty International, and you should be familiar with that group. I'm sure you are, what they do. They urged foreign governments to investigate and prosecute Bush, much as they once did former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. Remember all that? And Pinochet was, I think the Spanish authorities got him And send him. I forget the details. I'm sorry. Don't email them to me though, because I at this point I don't care. I think Pinochet should be executed as a mass killer. See, this is where my Community Against Capital Punishment breaks down. But someone who uses the power of the state to disappear, torture, and murder as many people as Pinochet did after he assumed power in the overthrow of the Chilean people. I think people like that should be put to death. Anyway, Amnesty International suggesting... Well, here's what they say. If the United States permits the architects of torture policy to get off scot-free, then other nations should step into the breach. Now, that's by William Schultz, who's the executive director of Amnesty International USA. He issued that statement. Others on the Amnesty list of potential targets for investigation and prosecution include Rumsfeld, Gonzalez, and former CIA director George Tenet. The statement, Schultz went on to say, quote, if the U.S. government continues to shirk its responsibility, Amnesty International calls on foreign governments to uphold their obligations under international law by investigating all senior U.S. officials involved in the torture scandal. This is what it's come to. Can you believe this? Can you believe Amnesty International, which is one of the few organizations, there's a handful that I support, Amnesty is the only, that's the only bumper sticker I have on the back of my truck. Now I have another one that says Kerouac.com. And then I've got the fish, the Jesus fish, only inside mine it says, and chips, you know, like fish and chips. But Amnesty, I've been a contributor to Amnesty. I used to be a letter writer. I haven't gotten those forms lately asking me to write letters about people being held, prisoners of conscience. But Amnesty International, which only believes that people should not be jailed or tortured or murdered because of their political, social, or religious beliefs. That's all. Pretty simple, right? Isn't that pretty simple? So since we're not going to do anything in this country to hold these murderous bastards responsible that now run this country, Amnesty is saying, okay, then other governments have to step into this breach and do something. We'll see, right? What else we got here? Oh, now, several weeks back, we talked about the arrest of Luis Posada Carriles. Remember him? He's an old man. I think he's about 75 years old. But this is a guy that allegedly, and I hate to use the word allegedly, because I think most people have already made up their minds on this, people in the intelligence area. This is a former CIA operative who blew a Cuban jetliner out of the sky and murdered 73 people back in 1976. Now, I remember when this happened. And Posada is pretty much the guy who did this. Now, has he been brought to trial? Yeah, he was brought to trial. And he was found not guilty. But you have to take a look at the way the trial was conducted. Just like this young woman from Australia in Indonesia was found guilty, Posada was found not guilty, right? Okay. Now, the government of Venezuela, whose leader is the democratically elected Hugo Chavez, whom the Bush crime family wants to murder and overthrow and get their hands on Venezuela's oil, the government of Hugo Chavez wants this killer returned to Venezuela to stand trial. Because I don't believe he's been tried in Venezuela. These are people, so many of the people on that airplane were Venezuelan citizens. Now, the joke has been circulating for weeks, according to a statement here from the... a statement from the Council on Hemispheric Affairs. The joke has been circulating for weeks that the State Department, our State Department, would choose to turn down Venezuela's extradition request for Posada on the eve of a Friday afternoon of a three-day national holiday. And it was announced today. You know, that provides the slow news day environment in which the, natural indignation over not honoring this extradition request would have time to cool down. Now, think about this for a second. We have scooped up hundreds of people around the world who happen to be Muslims, In Afghanistan, in Iraq, wherever we now kidnap people, and we put them in torture chambers. In Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, in Guantanamo, torture rooms in Cuba. We have sent people to Syria to be tortured, to Egypt to be tortured. This is what we do. Now, so many of these people are not guilty, haven't even been charged with anything, and we still torture them. Here is a man who all indicators are that this evil, evil man blew a Cuban. He's a Cuban, and he doesn't like Castro. And he's been supported by the U.S. government for the past 30 or 40 years. He's a former CIA operative. Here's a guy who all the evidence points to his guilt in blowing 76 people out of the sky. As a matter of fact, he admitted to a couple of his fellow CIA agents, Latinos, "Oh, yeah, man, sure. You what? Of course I did. I hate that son of a bitch over there, Fidel Castro. I hate him. So, yeah, you know, it's open season." All right. The United States, under this this corrupt regime we have, we will dragnet people. We will just scoop people up and put them in torture chambers for no reason. Here's a guy who the government of Venezuela wants to put on trial. And what's Bush doing? Well, Bush doesn't want to lose these neo-fascist, Batista-supporting Cuban Americans down in Miami. Neither Bush, George nor Jeb, wants to lose the support of these right-wing Batista lovers who someday think they're going to go back to Cuba and overthrow Castro. Yeah, okay, sure, that'll happen. So once again, the massive hypocrisy. We will scoop up farmers and torture them and murder them for no reason. What was that long thing I read to you, Uncle Mike's Story Corner, the first part of the week, right? About what happened to two of these hapless individuals in Afghanistan that we murdered. And they were innocent. Here's a guy who's probably guilty, or at least the Venezuela wants to put him on trial. No, not gonna extradite him. You evil bastards. You really, really are. You are just so corrupt. You know who I'm referring to. Just so corrupt. Now, people in South and Central America, they know about this. They know that John Bolton, who Bush is pushing to be ambassador to the UN, they know his record. They know Negroponte's record. You know, the new director of national security, Negroponte. That's his job. His support for death squads while he was ambassador to Honduras. His support for death squads in Iraq. You know, he's a murderer of the highest order. They know about Elliot Abrams, the number two man in Bush's National Security Council, Elliot Abrams, who was also a supporter of death squads and mass murder in Central America during the Iran-Contra horror. So, with this guy, Posada, the Bush crime family had a choice of maintaining the integrity of its already deeply troubled anti-terrorism crusade or suck up to the hard-right Miami campaign donors and political backers. Guess what these pigs chose to do? Right. Oh, and the U.S. is probably will never extradite Posada to Venezuela because, you know, Chavez has been buddying it up with Castro. And we have tried to kill Castro since 1959. Do you realize for 50 years almost? 50 years? For 45 years? 45 years? Is that right? Yeah. For 45 years, more than 45 years, we've tried to murder Fidel Castro. How many presidents have we had in this country who tried to murder Castro? Huh? Jesus. Yeah, we're the big anti-terrorism people. God, this makes me sick. The reverberations from the mistreatment of the Quran continue to ricochet around the planet over the past couple of days in Kashmir, which is the only Muslim-majority state in India. Everything, shops, schools, banks, everything was shut down. There were protests, a U.S. flag burned, because of what we did to the Quran in Guantanamo. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. And this is not about the Newsweek report. This is about the Defense Department report.
Tar me and feather me.
God. Stay with us. This is Air America.
I never voted for Richard Pearl. I don't care what it is, I will step right in it. Before I vote for Bill Bennett, they'll take over the world if we let them. They'd like to take over the world, I'm not kidding. Smart, but I'm...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, a leaked British government memo confirmed our worst suspicions about the Bush administration's pretext for war in Iraq. The lack of press coverage on the memo confirms our worst fears about the American media. If you missed it, the memo contains minutes from a meeting with Tony Blair saying that by July 2002, the Bush administration had already decided to attack Iraq. The memo also says that the intelligence about WMDs was being fixed. And the reaction to this scandal outside the progressive press? Ho-hum, la-di-da, whatever. The mainstream American press has barely even noted the story. This trumped-up war has cost 1,600 American lives. But that doesn't mean it should detract from even bigger stories, like the runaway bride. For more on the memo, check out MotherJones.com and read the Mother Jones blog. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.GoToMeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you a Democrat? Are you single? Do you have $398 in your pocket? Then you owe it to yourself to join us at DemocraticMatch.com. DemocraticMatch.com has all the features of the conventional dating sites, but unlike the others, you'll never have to worry about being contacted by right-wingers. If you've ever felt uncomfortable about joining an online dating service, rest assured that DemocraticMatch.com boasts the most intelligent and passionate membership of any single site on the internet. DemocraticMatch.com is just $3.98 a month. That's 5 to 10 times less than the other dating sites you've heard about. And unlike those sites, we give half of our profits to environmental groups fighting to save our only planet. If you've had difficulty finding forward-thinking individuals for friendship and dating, DemocraticMatch.com is the answer you've been waiting for. Don't hold a crossfire show in your love life. Join DemocraticMatch.com today. That's DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com. Yeah.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. please let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. So Kashmir shuts down to protest the Quran desecration reports. U.S. flags are being burned in Malaysia. In Kuala Lumpur, the capital, protesters burnt replicas of the flags of the United States and Israel in the Malaysian capital on Friday to show displeasure over reports of Americans desecrating the Quran. Yadda, 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 yadda. In Kuala Lumpur, people shouted slogans, waved placards as they streamed out of a mosque soon after noon prayers and gathered outside the American embassy. This is according to Reuters. To listen to speeches condemning the incident, the crowd shouted Allahu Akbar and displayed banners reading Stop Your Islamophobic Madness and Go to Hell, U.S. The protesters had a styrofoam replica of a toilet bowl with a U.S. flag placed inside it. They jostled with the police, no arrests, and they set off small firecrackers before dispersing peacefully. And, of course, the Pentagon admitted last night that it had substantiated five occasions when U.S. military personnel mishandled. How do you mishandle the Quran? What do? Spit on it? Tear pages out of it? Flush it down a commode? The Pentagon said it found no credible evidence to confirm a complaint that the book had been flushed down a toilet. Oh, well, then there you go. Then well, that's good enough for me. How about you? Hell, a one-star general, Jay Hood, who commands the detention center, said, "Well, no, it didn't happen. You know, we can't find any reports of that." Why? Did somebody say that we flushed it? Oh, no. We looked all over. We looked hither and yon. We looked up and down. We just didn't find anything. So how many countries now have had riots? How many people have died? How many American flags have been burned? How many U.S. embassies have been stoned? How many people have been arrested and detained for what the Bush crime family ordered done to detainees in 3, 4, 5, 6 countries? And when we can't get away with it, we send them to other countries where they will be tortured. Jesus Christ, this country is just sinking into the toilet. Forget the Quran in the toilet. America is in the toilet. Do you understand that? Do you understand what these people have done? These people being the Bush crime family? Day in, day out. Day in, day out. It does not stop. It's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. What? You think they're going to quit? You think, all of a sudden? 6, 7, 8, 900 detainees. We have no idea. Thousands of detainees. People have been picked up around the globe. All of a sudden, they're going to be told, well, according to our system, you are to have legal representation. Oh, well, according to our system, you're innocent until proven guilty. According to our system, you have to be indicted. According to our system, there has to be probable cause. According to our system, you should be able to post a bond if you can, you know, run home and sell enough of your opium poppies and then come back with the money, you know. This is what the Bush crime family is doing to the American system of justice, which is kind of frayed and beaten and screwed up anyway. Don't forget, we have more people in prison as a numerical fact than any other country on earth. We have more people in prison as a percentage of our population than any other nation on earth. And so many of those people are in prison because of drug charges. Now, the drug companies can put out drugs that will kill you. They can put out painkillers, arthritis medicine that will make your heart stop. And the tobacco companies can put out a product that kills hundreds of thousands of people. But somebody who wants to sell a couple of pounds of reefer, that poor bastard's going to go to jail for a long time. And it's not just here. And we're going to talk about that when we come back after the break, which is coming up here fairly quickly. But it's just astonishing to me that this endless assault, this endless assault on the Constitution of the United States, endless assault on the rule of law. Do you remember when Clinton was being impeached because he lied about his little meetings with his girlfriend? Remember that? Remember, and all these Republican droids chanting rule of law, rule of law, rule of law, rule of law. Remember that? Remember that? Remember all the speeches made in the Senate by the members of the House, including thugs like Bob Barr and Henry Hyde and the rest of these hypocritical criminals? Remember? Rule of law, rule of law, rule of law. You know, the irony or hypocrisy, those terms are inoperative, are they not, where it concerns the Bush crime family? There is nothing that this cadre of misfits will not sink to in order to accomplish their agenda. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Constitutional rights, rule of law, nothing. Murder, mayhem, executions, hangings, firebombings, turning children into red mist, it doesn't matter. Anything. Ah, but they'll come to the immediate defense of a clump of embryonic stem cells, won't they, huh? Oh, my God. Quick break here. Well, not a quick break. Not a long break. A break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion was only half the story. Now, an ABC Family original movie takes you back to where it all began.
I can't wait to get to L.A.
Romy and Michelle take on Tinseltown.
Who would you rather have sex with, Cary Grant or Gary Cooper?
Aren't they dead?
But they've got no talent, no money, and no clue.
Why am I the only one who sees how great I am?
The world premiere of Romy and Michelle in the Beginning, Monday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC Family.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. At the start of the Memorial Day weekend, many men and women who served in past wars are reflecting on those who did not return. Flowers, flags, and other remembrances being placed at war memorials in the nation's capital. Today at the World War II Memorial, a veteran of that war said he's reminded that many of those killed in war are young, and a Korean War veteran says those who died are the real heroes who deserve honor for their sacrifices. At the Vietnam War Memorial, some visitors searched for a familiar name, and others walked slowly by, considering the true cost of war. George Bush admitted transforming the U.S. military could be a very painful process in the months ahead, but he says a more efficient fighting force is a crucial weapon in what he called today's era of surprise, when you can't tell, quote, who might attack us or where or when. Bush was speaking at Annapolis, the U.S. Naval Academy, for commencement ceremonies as he was defending the decision to close military bases around the country. Bush says the money can be better spent giving U.S. troops the tools they need. Militants targeting police patrols in Iraq. Authorities say many of the victims were civilians. Officials in Tikrit say a car bomb aimed at a police target and said killed two civilians. The United Nations apparently has really nothing new to offer to discourage the spread of nuclear weapons technology. Representatives of 188 nations meeting for a month at the UN in an effort to update the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, but they've ended their conference with no new action plan. Members of the panel debated issues, including Israel's nuclear capabilities, the nuclear research efforts of Iran, and even U.S. weapons plans. The Brazilian diplomat presiding said the differences among the participants were simply too broad. The governor of Massachusetts made good on his promise to veto a bill that would expand stem cell research. Now he's reaching out to members of the state, House and Senate, who will try to override the veto next week. Governor Mitt Romney sent lawmakers a letter saying his conscience kept him from signing a bill that allows therapeutic cloning. That procedure lets scientists create a cloned embryo in order to harvest its stem cells. Supporters of the bill say the research could lead to many new treatments for a whole host of medical conditions. A former campaign aide to Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton has been found not guilty of lying to the government. David Rosen was finance chief of Clinton's Senate campaign in 2000. He was facing two counts of making false statements to the Federal Election Commission. The jury of seven men and five women deliberated about 6 hours before reaching a verdict. In the case, Senator Clinton herself had not been charged. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local Vitamin Shoppe.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Imagine a Harvard Business School student who thinks poor people are poor just because they're lazy, or that corporations should not be regulated, or that FDR was a socialist.
Unfortunately, that student is now our president. I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and this week on Ring of Fire, Pap and I are talking with George W. Bush's former professor, Yoshi Tsurumi.
We'll also be here with Bobby Mueller of the Vietnam Veterans of America Foundation. Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. If you don't know yet, go to johnconyers.com and sign the petition I did this afternoon. Sign the petition that Conyers apparently needs 100,000 signatures in order to introduce a letter of inquiry. I'm not sure the terms. Don't email me and tell me, because we went over this the other night. I'm just drawing a blank. But go to johnconyers.com and sign the petition if you think the Bush crime family should be removed from office legally and peacefully. If you support the Bush crime family, then don't go to johnconyers.com. But if you do not support the Bush crime family, go to johnconyers.com. Now, apparently he needs 100,000 signatures. There should be 10 million. There should be 20 million. Frankly, there should be about 150 million. But you and I both know that's not going to happen. But all he needs is 100,000. Do you realize what percentage of the voting age population that represents? Yeah, that's right. So go to johnconyers.com and sign the petition, all right? It's not a direct order. It's just, you know, I'm just saying, you know, if you support the removal of Bush, legally and peacefully do it. Did you all, I'm sure you saw, if you watched any news today at all, you saw the sentencing of Chappelle Corby, the Australian woman who was convicted in a Malaysian court, or an Indonesian court, I'm sorry, for smuggling cannabis onto the resort island of Bali. She is to be jailed for 20 years, according to the court. And that's not good enough. The prosecutor, in their twisted system of justice, the prosecutor can appeal and say, no, that's not enough. We want more than that. The prosecution in this case is asking for life or the death penalty. Now, the same country, when the trials were held for the terrorists who bombed the resort areas of Bali, where scores of Australians were blown to pieces, the sentence for those crimes were two and a half, 3 years. On the charge of smuggling 4 kilograms of marijuana onto Bali, this woman is sentenced to 20 years. Now, as far as the smuggling charge itself, if you watched any of the video today, you saw the outrage of this woman and her sister and her mother and her supporters in this court. A kind of outrage that I don't think can be faked. Maybe it can, but if you're George Bush, it can be faked. If you're Rumsfeld, it can be faked. But if you're common folk, like Chappelle Corby and her mother, I don't think it can be faked. The outrage is because these people are claiming that they were set up. That this reefer was stuffed into her surfboard boogie bag by some dirty son of a bitch who wanted to get it from Australia to Bali. And they succeeded insofar as getting it there was concerned. But now there's a woman who's going to serve 20 years for this. Now, I have not been following this case as closely as the people of Australia. But our friends down there, John Fox and some other people at 12thharmonic.com, have sent me some information about it. And this case stinks to high heaven. This really does sound like the conviction of an innocent woman. Now, if it turns out not to be, then I guess we'll discuss that. But it sounds to me as though this was a real setup. Now, when John first emailed me about this, I emailed him back and I said, you know, I don't know if this would be of interest to an American audience. And he emailed back and said, are you crazy? You people, you have more people in jail over marijuana charges than any other country on earth? Okay, point taken. Point taken. We have people in this country serving 20 years for dealing less than 4 kilograms of marijuana. The difference is, in this country, when you're convicted of a crime, the prosecution can't file an appeal and try to get more time. Or your death. Apparently they can in Indonesia. Now, this is the country that the Australians just sent so much help and assistance during the tsunami disaster, right? Of course, I know, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Doesn't count. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean a damn thing. These marijuana laws that I understand there's something like 31 people on death row in Indonesia waiting to be executed for violation of marijuana laws. Okay, I understand. All of their airports, all of their highways and their toilets, all over the place you see signs that say, you know, drug smuggling gets you the death penalty. Just because it's posted does not make it right. Now, there's a website. If you want to get involved with this, okay. If you don't, if you got too many things to deal with here in the United States, it's certainly understandable. But Australia is run by a right winger too, John Howard, the Australian Prime Minister. He was forced to appeal for calm today. Went on television. He said, "All right, everybody, calm down." Miss Corby was allowed to hug her terminally ill father and her mother after the verdict was announced. Before she was led away to prison. So, I don't know. Here's Howard's statement. The fact that we are a nation whose young travel so much, it is an issue that has touched this country very directly. Guilty or innocent, I feel for this young woman. But he added, she was subject to the justice system of another country. We have neither the power nor the right to intervene. What? I asked that we all pause and understand the situation and recognize and respect that when we visit other countries, we are subject to the laws and rules of those countries. But that's not the issue. And Howard knows that. The issue is, oh my goodness, she was framed? Oh, does that ever happen? Do people ever dump contraband in somebody else's luggage? Oh no, really? That happens, Malloy? You might want to check it out. ChappelleCorby.com.au. That's the official site about this. Now, how do you spell it? You can look it up, or I'll give it to you. I'm going to give it to you once. S-C-H-A-P-E-L-L-E. Corby. C-O-R-B-Y. ChappelleCorby.com. .au. Or you can check it out at our friends at 12thharmonic.com. Down under. This is it is certainly a travesty. I believe this. I don't give a damn if she smuggled 10 tons in. But the fact that in this particular case, I believe that the woman was most probably innocent. 20 years. Well, I'm sure the people of Australia will handle this in a manner that expresses their feelings about this woman's conviction. But I also think that we in the United States should know about it. Now, it just happened to be, I watched the news today, it was on CNN, it was on ABC, it was CBS, it was all over the place when the verdict was read. No background on the story except to say that she was convicted of smuggling 4 kilograms into Indonesia. You know, no background about the circumstances around this woman's arrest and the distinct and clear possibility that she was set up. Nothing about that. Just the camera pans in to an attractive young woman standing in a court in Indonesia while in that language the verdict is read. And the woman's translator tells her what is going on. She has been sentenced to 20 years. So you might want to check it out. You might want to check it out, huh? What do you think? What do you think? ChappelleCorby.com.au. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
And the Sunday New York Times, and I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want, for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERN and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERN. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
To border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show, all substance, no abuse.
21 past the hour. You might want to do something about that last story about Chappelle Corby. You know, it's a good thing for Bush that he never got caught with his weed or his blow in this or any other country. Might have been a totally different country here, huh? Oh, my God. But again, like I said, from the bit that I know about this, and I've gone to the Sydney Morning Herald, I've read a couple of articles about it, and our friends in Australia sent me some stuff. I have a feeling that this woman is innocent. And again, even if she weren't, 20 years in prison for 4 kilograms. What is that, 10 pounds? And people who blow up discos and send 200 people to their deaths get 2.5-3 years in prison. Son of a... It's just insane. All right, let's do some phone calls here, okay? The phone number here is 866-303-2270. John is calling from New York City. John, welcome to the program. Hey, John. John? Oh, damn. All right, let's put John on hold. Oh, John's gone. Okay, let's go to David in Queens. David, welcome to the program. Hello, David.
Three quick points. First, the Downing Street memo. It's clear and convincing evidence that George W. Bush is a murderer. He needs to be put on trial for first-degree murder. He needs to be convicted. He needs to be thrown in a prison for the rest of his life. That will restore our credibility and our moral authority with the world. This man must go to jail. Two, the Democrats in Congress need to recognize who they're dealing with. The people who run today's Republican Party are not moderates nor conservatives. They are the biggest collection of fascist and neo-Nazi freaks to assemble since the 1930s. You don't deal with them. You don't negotiate with them. You don't back down. You don't budge an inch. If these Democrats in Congress like Lieberman and Landrieu and Ben Nelson are going to act like a bunch of battered spouses begging to get slapped in the face a bunch more times, they simply enable the people on the far right. My final point is, let me give you an example of how you deal with fascists and these bullies. With Chappelle Corby, let's use that as a perfect example. First of all, we know you don't put somebody in jail for 20 years, much less 20 days, for using marijuana in the privacy of their own home. You want leadership, the government of Australia needs to put a bunch of special operatives ready. You tell the Indonesian government you got 48 hours to release her. We'll blockade your island, nobody in, nobody out. You hand her over, or we're coming in, and we're going to take her out. And if you get in our way when we send our troops in to take her home, and then we'll leave once she's home, we're going to blow your brains out. That's how you fight back. You don't negotiate with these kinds of people. They're bullies. They're fascists. You give them two choices for every situation. You give them the nice choice and the not-so-nice choice, and you tell these people like George Bush and like the Indonesian government, you pick one, and if you don't pick one, we will pick the other choice for you. That's how you deal with them. The Democrats need to learn that, and I'd like to see that kind of leadership in our Congress.
All right. Thanks, David. I appreciate you checking in. Of course, David just gave us an example of righteous fascism, but this is where I go schizoid. Yeah, you're right, David. Absolutely. When a miscarriage of justice occurs, and that's the point David was trying to make. That's not fascist when you respond in a very strong way. I don't think, you know. I keep thinking about the thing we opened the program with tonight, the blue dot. Jesus. Vito is calling from, Brooklyn. All right, let's bump Vito up here.
How you doing, sir?
Mike is hypocritical?
Yes, I think that, first of all, even though I love your show, I think that, for instance, Pinochet, not a great guy. You know, I'm not going to. Chavez, also. Not a great guy.
What do you know about Chavez?
Just because some are on the right.
Wait a minute, yo, Vito! Yes. What do you know about Chavez? What do you know about Pinochet?
I know for a fact that he criticized or was paranoid that supposedly Bush was trying to overthrow him. Now this is a guy who came to...
No, stop a second, Stop a second, Vito. Stop a second. You're not making any sense at all. You say Chavez is not a nice guy. I say, what do you know about him? You say, I know that he thought Bush was coming after him. The entire world knows that Bush was coming after him. We had a naval vessel standing off the coast of Venezuela when the attempt was made to overthrow him. So come on, don't go off half cocked here, Vito. You're calling me hypocritical. Hey Vito, stop interrupting me. Now, I don't come to your place of business and call you hypocritical, do I?
Well, you don't know me.
That's right. I don't come to your place of business and call you hypocritical. What the hell are you doing coming to mine? Adios, Vito. Have a nice night. Learn how to talk. If you want to get on this program, learn how to conduct yourself. Or I'm not going to give you any airtime. Don't come here and say Mike's hypocritical, and I ask you what you're talking about, and you start going off the wall about Chavez. You don't know anything about Chavez. You don't know anything about Pinochet. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
When all else fails, let's blow something up.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Buy The Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy The Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arleigh Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play 9 innings, prostate cancer kills 9 men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life? Improve sexual performance and pleasure? Slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would. But how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia. And stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is Viramax for men and Viramax for women. As seen on TV, this doctor-endorsed patented formula improves sexual performance and pleasure. A 3-month supply normally retails for $59.99, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $35.98, saving you over $24. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Jerry Springer.
What the hell are we doing in Iraq? We have become so sanitized to this war. It is really obscene. You do not get the sense as you walk the streets of America, of any town you are in, as we go about our daily lives. There is no sense that we're in the middle of a very difficult and ugly war.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, I got an email here from Kangaroo in Brisbane. And he says, Mike, I don't know whether she's innocent or guilty, but some of the Barley bombers killed 200 of our sons and daughters and got only 18 months. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time reading this, Kangaroo. And got only 18 months. Sound like Bush to you? 3 months for murder. Yeah, sounds like it to me. 20 years for pot and 18 months for murder of 200 of our youngsters. Yeah, well. Hopefully the people of Australia will handle this. Now, if a case like this happened in the United States, we would just switch over to American Idol and forget about it. You know, oh, really? 20 years? Oh, because our jails are chock-a-block with people who are serving lengthy prison terms for growing, smoking, selling, handing over, dealing marijuana. Sick. It's just sick. All right, back to the phone calls. Paul is calling from Florida. Paul, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. I wanted to go over just, I know you've brought this up a couple times before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the depleted uranium.
Yeah, I've been talking about that for about 10 years now.
Yeah, the thing of it is that over there in Afghanistan and Iraq, now the thing of it is we had troops over there, okay, for the first Gulf War, okay? You realize there's over 10,000 that have died since that time.
Yeah.
And there's about... 200,000 they're coming down with the illness. You know, eventually they might get by, but eventually there's a percentage of them that will die. The thing of it is over in, we've dropped more there now.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped about 300 tons of it back then. We've dropped about a total of 3,000 tons now. And this stuff here, when it hits, a target, it gives off a toxic gas, and it also creates, thousands of microscopic,
Let me interrupt you here, Paul. Everybody who listens to this program is well aware of what depleted uranium does, and is well aware that we've been dropping it on Iraq twice now over a space of 12 years, and also is aware, should be aware, that the Clinton administration used it against Yugoslavia during the NATO attack on Serbia. So, what is the point that you're trying to get to, Paul? I'm not trying to be impolite. I just, you're preaching to the choir. Everybody who listens to this program knows about depleted uranium.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
There have been so much of it dropped.
Right.
And this spreads. Okay, because there's wind over there. This spreads. And the thing of it is, if we're planning on building military bases over there in Afghanistan, over there in Iraq.
Yes.
This is just a killing field.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Thanks a lot, Paul. I appreciate you checking in. It is a killing field. And the dust, you know, here's the irony of Iraq. We have saturated that country with weapons comprised of depleted uranium. And as these weapons explode and pulverize their targets, that pulverized material gets carried in the dust storms, in the wind. We are bringing back to this country young men and young women the young men will have their testes, their lungs, their prostates, their thyroids totally, totally programmed to produce cancers within the next 15 or 20 years. We are bringing back young women who will have their ovaries, their cervix, all parts of their reproductive system practically glowing in the dark. Their mammary glands saturated, saturated with radioactive material. We are bringing back an entire generation, just like we did 12, 13 years ago, of soldiers sent someplace unknowingly, unknowing that they are bringing back cancer, cancer that will affect them. Genetic diseases that will affect their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. Now, these murderous pigs in the United States government is doing this. We can sit here and talk about it all night, but it's not going to stop. And this is one area where that we have Democrat administration and two Republican administrations equally at fault. Now, what's it going to take to stop this? Please. Please. What's it going to take to stop it? You know, maybe, I don't know, we, you know, as a country, we don't give a damn about yellow people or brown people or black people or red people or green people. You know, we only care about a certain flavor of Caucasian. And even that got tested when we attacked Yugoslavia. They're Caucasian, but they're a different flavor. Right? So all the whining and crying and moaning about depleted uranium being dropped all over the place in Iraq, I don't know. In the dust storms that occur in Iraq, you know, dust from the Sahara can wind up in Iowa, right? Yeah, you knew that, didn't you? Okay. Dust from Iraq can wind up in Copenhagen and London and Rome and Moscow. Huh? What does that mean? What does that mean to you? Does it mean anything to you? Hmm? Anything at all? And worse, we have Bush. Did you see him today standing up there in another drag outfit, the educational robes, telling the new Naval Academy graduates that he's going to give them everything they need. Go into war and terror and defend our great homeland. Guess he means everything but body armor and armored Humvees and protection from radioactive bullets and yada, yada, yada. Everything he said today at the Naval Academy graduation was a lie, a total lie. Because you cannot win a war on terror by definition. There is no such thing. But I watched some of that today, and I just, you know, once again, I'm thinking to myself, okay, thank God we have a three-day weekend. By the way, we're going to be off Monday. Thank God there's a three-day weekend. I look at, I watch Bush today, and I listen to what he's saying, and I see the Naval Academy of graduates, the graduates on the third hip, hip, hooray, toss their hats in the air, and I think, you know, I wonder, 8 months from now, how many of you are going to be dead? And a year from now, how many of you are going to have your reproductive systems totally polluted with radioactive material? And 20 years from now, how many of you are going to develop cancers and death and disease from participating in U.S. military operations wherever they happen to be next? You know, how many, huh? You think because you're an officer, you're exempt? Oh, please. Please. It's just awful stuff. I don't know. Depleted uranium is, Jesus. Bob is calling from Tennessee. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
I'm going to try and be a little better tonight. I think this may be the last call I ever have a chance to give you because you're going off serious. I live out here in the hills, and it's the only way I can hear you.
What about XM? What about computers?
Well, I don't have a computer, being that I'm retired and an old fogey. Maybe my kids will do something for me there. I'd like to be able to plug in again.
Okay.
I was born in 1939 when Hitler invaded Poland. I grew up listening to Roosevelt on the radio.
Uh-huh.
In 1961, I was arrested in a housing discrimination protest when I was working with CORE. That's when James Farmer headed the Congress of Racial Equality.
Right.
We organized the Freedom Rides and the March on Washington, the King's I Have a Dream speech. Then went to Manhattan Community College, and while I was there, King was assassinated, and then Bobby soon afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I was up at City College during the Vietnam War and the Cambodian invasion, and my gosh, I worked, it's deja vu all over again.
Right.
It's the same thing happening now. Now I'm expected to live on less than $10,000 a year on Social Security. And I've worked over 50 years and paid my insurance payments every paycheck I got. I'm struggling to pay medical bills. I'm recovering from surgery now myself. Spent the last year, 10 years teaching in the gulag for juveniles. And there were lots and lots of kids in lockup from the drug war.
Right.
You know, we lost our...
Hey, listen, we got a break here, Bob. I appreciate you checking in. I really do. But all of a sudden, we're out of time. Thanks, Bob. Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Was it all just a lie anyway, like they say? See, Mr. President, I have a wife in Wisconsin.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think all batteries are the same, listen to this. When Bon Jovi goes on stage anywhere in the world, the battery that powers their wireless microphones is always a Duracell. So whether it's 50,000 fans or just you and your CD player, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Planet check.
Bush ignores the will of the people.
Americans have submitted over 4 million comments regarding the rule, and the vast majority were in support of roadless protection for every roadless area in America.
That's NRDC's senior policy analyst Amy Mall talking about the most popular conservation rule of all time.
Now that the president has repealed the roadless rule, 58.5 million acres across the country will be at risk for activities that were prohibited by the rule.
Millions of acres of America's last wild forests are now open for clear-cut logging, oil and gas drilling, and mining.
In Alaska alone, in the Tongass Rainforest, the administration is currently planning approximately 50 large industrial timber sales in roadless areas.
These old-growth forests cannot be replaced. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. Now, I've gotten a couple of emails from people that say, well, I went to johnconyers.com and I don't see a petition. Okay, let me do this for you very slowly. Go to johnconyers.com. Scroll down to the bottom, underneath his the main blurb there, and you'll see a hyperlink that says Letter to the President. Click on the hyperlink, and there'll be a form for you to fill in. And there's also an action alert at MikeMalloy.com. I don't know. Maybe I guess I'm a little bit tense tonight. I guess I'm in kind of a pissy mood tonight. Huh? You think? But when I give a website and say, okay, go there and sign the petition, and I get emails to say, well, there's no petition there. And I think to myself, what's up with that? What's up with that? Just scroll down and you'll find... It says it. It says Letter to the President. Click it! And a form comes up. And you fill it in. If you want to. If you don't want to, okay. Like I said, if you support George Bush, don't go to johnconyers.com and scroll down and click the hyperlink. If you do support George Bush, don't go there. If you want to see him removed legally and peacefully, Conyers may, he's using some little quirk in the Constitution or something, I don't know. But check it out, make your own decision, all right? Don't ever do what I tell you to do without checking it out yourself. Jackie is calling from Ohio. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Hi. First of all, I'm so thrilled to hear the words publicly used, just the words impeachment, because it's been a long time and nobody said it. But what are we going to have then? Dick Cheney for president?
Well,
I think we have to topple the whole government.
He has to go too. Both of them would have to be impeached and convicted at the same time.
I know. This ain't going to be easy. I can't see us. I mean, we aren't even close to even being close yet. But anyways, about Chavez, you were talking earlier, I know one thing about him, and I don't know if you remember this. I called you about this right when Condi was installed in her new position. I caught something on an afternoon Fox show that I saw once and one time only. They accidentally put this on. It was Chavez ragging on Condi, and it was very personal in nature, and there was like an underlying sexual tension about it. He hates her. I mean, he was just going after her verbally. It was just one of those shots with a picture of him and a picture of her, and then they were talking, his voiceover or whatever you call it.
Right.
But it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. My jaw dropped. He was just tearing her up. And it was very personal. And I saw it one time. I looked all day for it again, and I never saw it again. That's how I know it was true. Because whenever I see something once and then it's gone,
yeah,
you know, that's a pretty good indication. And also, I have a question. Am I just making things up when I remember that in the 60s and 70s in Texas, you could get 20 to life for a joint or for a roach or a seed even?
No. There was a famous case down there. I'm drawing a blank on the man's name.
That's what I thought I remember.
Vietnam vet in a wheelchair.
Beyond that, I mean, I remember that was, it was well known, but I didn't know if it was an urban myth or whatever.
No.
It was so hard to believe. But you could get 20 years to life, and there was a lot of people doing that in Texas.
Sure.
So, you know, where that girl's, you know, they're no different.
Anytime you have a right-wing government or a right-wing head of state or laws on your books that are just anti-human rights, you have these kinds of situations. Indonesia is not your most forward-looking progressive country, at the least. They believe in a Nazi-like form of order. Except when they have terrorists go out and blow up resort areas and scores, hundreds of people are killed, those people are not as serious a threat to Indonesia as someone who's convicted of bringing 4 kilograms of reefer onto one of their islands.
It's a beautiful night in opposite world.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
That's what I keep trying to get myself to believe, you know, because as long as we accept that, I think we can just go on.
I hear you. Jackie, thanks for checking
much,
in.
Mike.
I appreciate you, Coy. Have a nice evening. John is calling from New York City. John, welcome to the program.
Mike, before I get my comment.
Now, wait a second. You just called the other night. We have a 3-day rule. John, I'm going to let you go. You got to respect the rules because we have a lot of people that try to get to the program, and you may not have known that, but 3-day rule, pal. Call us back Tuesday, and we'll put you right on. Demetrios is calling from Arizona. Demetrios, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Mike. Great show.
Thanks.
I just called to talk about the sorry state of the Democratic Party. I'm going to talk about an issue that's, you know, not very glamorous, but I think the electoral system of our country is the reason why we have leaders that we do.
The what system?
The electoral system.
Oh, okay.
Of the country.
Yeah.
And I think that we really need a proportional representation like system, like, you know, the other democracies.
Sure.
And I'd like to get out there an organization that is promoting this, and it's called Fair Vote at www.fairvote.com. .org. And I just, just want to get it out there so, you know, more people can be aware of the issues and the disenfranchisement of minorities and women in Congress, and that we have one of the, you know, lowest percentage of minorities and women in the free world, in our Congress.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds good to me. Thanks for checking in, Demetrius. All right, we got a break. We'll come back and we'll talk with Henry. He's calling from Australia. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Don't hit the road this summer without a trip to AutoZone. AutoZone has everything you need to make sure your car is safe and ready for the road ahead, from jumper cables to emergency kits. AutoZone also has everything you need to get more mileage from every tank of gas. With today's gas prices, that's more important than ever. Travel safely and save money this summer. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
But, Dad.
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711.
I'm Spencer Rain. The Memorial Day exodus is underway as millions of Americans make the mad dash for the long holiday weekend. Skyrocketing gas prices aren't steering drivers away from hitting the high road. Sacramento residents like Rosanna Rapton say she's not being swayed by pumps showing $2.38 for a gallon of regular.
The prices are crazy right now, so, you know, if you can stay in town and still have a great time, and, you know, it's not going to be too bad with the weather.
And if you're planning to travel to the San Francisco area, you'll have to dig a little deeper. Gas prices there average around $2.56 a gallon. The summer travel season is expected to be one of the busiest since the 9/11 attacks. Transportation officials say 200 million are expected to hit the friendly skies between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Drug regulators are looking into reports that some men who use anti-impotence tablets are going blind. The Food and Drug Administration has been investigating 3 dozen cases but says it has no conclusive evidence. The disclosure affects patients on Viagra, Cialis, and comes at a time when the drug industry can ill afford negative publicity about another blockbuster medicine. John Terrett with the latest.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is looking at 42 reports of blindness, 38 among users of Viagra and 4 among users of Cialis. The blindness can occur in men who are diabetic or have heart disease, the same conditions that lead to anti-impotence drug use. There have been no reported cases among users of Levitra, the third impotence drug. Eli Lilly, which makes Cialis, refers to vision problems as an uncommon side effect in its literature that accompanies the drug. Viagra manufacturer Pfizer, the world's biggest pharmaceutical maker, also refers on its website to some vision issues. John Terrett reporting.
Iraq's al-Qaeda faction claims its ruthless leader, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, is in good health and back in control of the insurgent forces. That's according to an internet posting coming only days after another website said he had been critically wounded and urged prayers from his followers. The latest posting declared that Zarqawi is, quote, running the jihad himself and overseeing operations. Protesters demanding an end to the war in Iraq greet the Secretary of State in San Francisco. As she took the podium Friday before the Commonwealth Club, Condoleezza Rice responded to a man dressed in a hooded outfit that made him look like an inmate at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a wonderful thing that people can speak their minds. And it is a good thing that they can now do so in Baghdad.
Rice then discussed U.S. foreign policy and says she's standing behind U.N. Ambassador nominee John Bolton. A San Diego court-martial jury finds a Navy SEAL innocent of charges stemming from the beating of an Iraqi surgeon. Jurors in the Michael Jackson child molestation trial now await closing arguments. Both sides rested their cases Friday. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Whit just sent me an interesting email here, one of our listeners. He is quoting from the Culture of Life president who spoke, as we mentioned earlier, at the Naval Academy graduation today. This is what Bush said, part of what he said. In Iraq, we used a new Hellfire missile for the first time, which can take out enemy fighters hiding on one floor of a building without destroying the floors above and below. This missile is capable of reaching around corners to strike enemy forces that hide in caves and bunkers and hardened multi-room complexes. In the coming years, there's going to be some awfully surprised terrorists when the thermobaric hellfire comes knocking. And then there was applause. And as Whit points out, he can't pronounce stem cell, but he has no trouble with thermobaric. Now, this is what Mark Crispin Miller was talking about in his book, The Bush Dyslexicon, which came out a couple of years ago. Whenever Bush is talking about murder or death or destruction or hell on earth or any kind of pain and suffering, he's very, very adept with language. When he's talking about anything that concerns life or healing or cures or love or kindness, he's a fumbling, stumbling, jabbermouthed idiot. And there's a reason for that. Now, do you know how the thermobaric hellfire missile works? Well, Whit included a link. Jesus. Whit included a link about the hellfire missile. And this goes back a couple of years. Listen to this. United States, this is from BBC News. The United States is using a new kind of weapon in Afghanistan to strike at cave complexes where Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters may be hiding. U.S. officials have acknowledged that they have used at least two of the so-called thermobaric weapons in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. The weapons create a huge pressure wave, which effectively sucks the air out of the lungs of anyone unfortunate enough to be within range. Anyone unfortunate enough to be within range. But the principles behind this weapon are not new, and similar weaponry was employed extensively by Russian forces during the Battle for Grozny in Chechnya. This new thermobaric bomb is one of the most recent weapons in the Pentagon's armory. Rushed through testing following the September 11 attacks, it is intended to penetrate and destroy deeply buried targets, exactly what U.S. forces are encountering in the cave complexes in Afghanistan. As the name implies, it works on a combination of heat and pressure, applying lessons that have been widely learned from coal mine explosions or other industrial accidents. These are often created by clouds of gas or fine particles erupting into flame. The thermobaric weapon reproduces this situation to order, distributing a very fine cloud of explosive material throughout the target, which is then ignited. The heat and pressure effects are formidable. Soldiers caught in the blast could have the air sucked from their bodies and even their internal organs catastrophically destroyed. Thermobaric weapons are closely related to so-called fuel air explosives, where the explosive cloud is provided by a volatile gas or liquid. Such weapons were used widely by Russian forces laying siege to the city of Grozny some 2 years ago. Rather than air-delivered bombs, the Russian army employed 30-barrel large caliber rocket launchers firing a fuel-air explosive warhead to level the city block by block. The pressure effects from the warheads killed many people sheltering in the cellars of collapsed buildings, including many civilians. These are, by any standard, horrible weapons. But U.S. spokesmen insist that in Afghanistan they are being solely employed against military targets. This is how bad it's become. This is how bad it's become. Bush said today, in Iraq, we used a new Hellfire missile for the first time. See, a couple of years ago, it was Afghanistan going after caves. What's in Iraq where these are being used? Apartment buildings, city streets, businesses, basements, attics, children, non-combatants. You understand what's being done in our name, Truth Seeker? Do you? Does anybody out there, does anybody understand what's being done in our name in Iraq? Depleted uranium, thermobaric weapons, human beings, non-combatants, just civilians, just people wanting to run their taxi business or their fruit stand or their computer repair shop, whatever the hell it is, being turned into red mist by George W. Bush's actions in Iraq. Does that matter? Does that mean anything? Amnesty International is saying that governments around the world should arrest Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Tenet, and put them on trial. Does any of this matter? Did anybody ever talk about arresting Clinton, even though Clinton committed hideous acts in Yugoslavia? But did anybody talk about arresting Clinton or Gore, putting them on trial for crimes against humanity? You know, a couple of years ago when I started comparing the Bush crime family to Nazis, I used to get so many emails from people say, you know, even on the left, saying, well, you know, that is such an exaggeration. You ought to back off a little bit, Mike, because you're going to turn off the progressives and the liberals and the Democrats. And I would answer back and say, if progressives and liberals or Democrats are turned off by referring to these bastards as Nazis, then let them be turned off. I couldn't care less. That is exactly what these people are. They're murderous. Bush had a record in Texas that nobody paid any attention to, because they had Karl Rove spinning everything back in 1999 and 2000, the run-up to the first stolen election. Bush has a record. He's a coward, a bully, and a killer. He's a giggling murderer. He stands in front of the United States Naval Academy today, the graduates, and crows like a little banty rooster about thermobaric weapons that destroys anything alive. And the U.S. military has the absolute audacity to say that these are only being used on military targets. When you are doing urban warfare, tell me, what's a military target? Jesus. Just astonishing. In the coming years, you're going to be some awfully surprised terrorists when the thermobaric hellfire comes knocking. And some awfully surprised five-year-olds and mothers and dads and grandparents and cousins and little kids playing in the street and school children. Oh, my God. And he's standing in front of Naval Academy graduates. Did you hear the story today about the Navy recruiting frauds that are going on? They run blind ads in newspapers. It says post office jobs available at a phone number. And you call, and it's a Navy recruiter. Be a short order cook. And you call, and it's a Navy recruiter. And the Navy was confronted about this by CBS, I guess it was CBS, and the Navy more or less said, hey, it's legal, it's okay. And you know why they have to do that? Because the honorable people in this country who actually bought the story that Saddam had something to do with the attack on this country, and they allowed themselves to be activated in their National Guard or Reserve unit, or they joined the military specifically, because they were told by this government that Saddam could attack the country at the drop of a hat, and that Saddam was responsible for the attack of 9/11. So there was a whole generation, a whole group of young people that said, okay, let's go fight the bastard in Iraq before he comes here. Lies. Total lies. What did Maher say the other night politically incorrect? That the low-hanging fruit has been picked, and that's the reason that the United States military is not meeting its quotas where it concerns enlistment. It's worse than that, Bill. It's much worse than that. The United States military took the best of our young people and threw them into this lying, murderous, filthy war, and now they'll take anybody, men, women, dropouts, mentally impaired people, people with arrest records, drunks, killers, bullies. It doesn't matter. We want the bodies!
Texas. I come from Texas. Texas. The new Prime Minister of India is, no. Mass destruction.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Henry is calling from Australia. Henry, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Thanks. Hi, Mike. How you going? I just wanted to first tell you that I'm just one of many people that I appreciate the way that you tell it like it is, and without any of the candy coverings, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes not so good, especially here in the States. But anyway, you're an American who lives there.
That's correct. I'm an American citizen, actually also a Chilean, too, by the way, since you were talking about Pinochet. But also, I wanted to, you know, agree with you, and in fact, let you know that I supported the Conyers, Representative Conyers' letter, and I also sent a letter to the Judiciary Committee requesting that there be a resolution of inquiry regarding Mr. Bush and his lies, very apparent lies,
right.
And that's the first step to getting an impeachment done.
It is indeed. If such a thing can happen. What about the? I know you didn't call in about this, but what about the case in Indonesia today? The verdict.
Well, it's definitely very much on the news here. I do believe the woman was innocent, the young lady. It's just totally ridiculous that, you know, she would be taking marijuana from Australia to Bali where she could definitely sell it for a lot more in Australia. It just does make sense.
Right, right. I've said this tonight, and Kathy and I were talking about this. I don't know every little detail about this case. I do believe that Indonesian system of justice leaves quite a bit to be desired. On the other hand, I honestly believe that this woman is innocent from what I have read, that it was a setup, not necessarily against her, just to find anybody who could transport these 4 kilograms of reefer to Bali, where it was supposed to be picked up by somebody on the other end, and before that could occur, for whatever reason, it was discovered in her baggage, and
right.
hence the charge against her. But I do believe, from what I've read, that she is innocent.
Yeah, Mike, and then the other thing was also that there was a known gang of drug smugglers working at the very airport the very day that she left that airport. So there
right.
could have been something from those guys that got into her baggage.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
But really, the reason I was calling, Mike, was I don't want to address the, like, where is this going to go? Because I heard you say just now that maybe if he can get impeached, and I agree with you that it's a long, long uphill battle, and the problem is that this administration and the war hawks in it are probably going to take us and make a move against Iran pretty soon. A lot of people believe that, and I think that's just going to be the end of the culmination or the beginning of a third world war, God forbid, and what's going to happen then?
I know we're kind of on a precipice here with this criminal administration in power in the United States, and it affects the lives of every single human being on the planet. I don't care which continent one lives in or on. I don't care what the country is. This crime family that runs the United States has more power to corrupt and destroy than any entity in the history of the human race, and it's in the hands of murderous thugs who are pro death, who want to see death and destruction because it fulfills their religio fascist agenda. So an attack on Iran, I don't know what will happen in this country. Scott Ritter has says that the plans are already there and the attack is going to come in, I believe he said, either June or July. Either the United States or Israel will make the attack. I don't know. I feel like I felt years and years and years ago during the Cuban Missile Crisis that we're right on the verge of utter and absolute destruction. And there's so many things that need to be addressed. The so-called bird flu that's coming out of that part, you know, where you are, that part of the globe, out of Vietnam and China, with the potential for a pandemic of catastrophic proportions. That we're talking about 50, 60, 70, 100 million dead. The AIDS epidemic that's sweeping now into South Asia. It's just astonishing. The things.
Yeah, Mike, I think one of the reasons for all of that is the basis that these governments, and not, well, the U.S. government, no doubt, and the people in charge there, but that is that they like to make decisions based upon the only drive is greed and a consciousness of lack. And that's what's going on in the world, and that's the main reason we're having all the problems that we're having.
I think you're right. Henry, we got to leave it there. Got a break. Thanks for calling from Australia. Good luck with whatever you're doing down there, and stay in touch, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
All right, sir. Take care. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion was only half the story. Now, an ABC Family original movie takes you back to where it all began.
I can't wait to get to L.A.
Romy and Michelle take on Tinseltown.
Who would you rather have sex with, Cary Grant or Gary Cooper?
Aren't they dead?
But they've got no talent, no money, and no clue.
Why am I the only one who sees how great I am?
The world premiere of Romy and Michelle in the Beginning, Monday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC Family.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
No, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix Port in one game. Zavix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
This Memorial Day weekend, what's worth fighting for? Did the Senate's Dems cave too soon? And what does a fallen soldier's mom want from Donald Rumsfeld? We'll get a reality check on Priscilla Owen and Tom DeLay's convicted treasurer, and a report from the Red State Road from journalist Rose Aguilar. Plus, Mr. Cowboy Rumba, Ned Sublette, on why Cuban music is so special. And on Sunday, best ofs, including Molly Ivins, Medea Benjamin, and the high schooler who recorded his recruiter telling him to lie. That's all on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend on Air America Radio.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain.
25 before the hour. Somebody just sent me this. Hi, Mike. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Here's a quote you might find interesting. It's by Adolf Hitler. The chilling part, however, is that you'd be hard-pressed to find a Bush supporter who disagrees with it. And some wonder why liberals are oftentimes doom and gloom. Here's the quote. This is from his first radio address to the German people after coming to power, July 22, 1933. From My New Order, the speeches of Adolf Hitler, yada, 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 Oxford University Press. Here it is. Quote, the national government will maintain and defend the foundations on which the power of our nation rests. It will offer strong protection to Christianity as the very basis of our collective morality. Today, Christians stand at the head of our country. We want to fill our culture again with the Christian spirit. We want to burn out all the recent immoral developments in literature, in the theater, and in the press. In short, we want to burn out the poison of immorality which has entered into our whole life and culture as a result of liberal excess during recent years. End quote. Huh? You like that? Isn't that James Dobson? Isn't that Bill Frist? Isn't that Antonin Scalia? Huh? Isn't that Clarence Thomas? Isn't that Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz and George Bush? And you have any doubts, Truth Seeker? Oh, my God. Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Joy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing fine, Joy.
You know, I still have laryngitis.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. I was calling because I wanted to let you know that there's more proof of pre-war planning 9 days after 9/11.
Oh, yeah? More? Do we need more?
Well, you know, this was a buried article in The Guardian. And I was looking up more documentation about the Bush-Blair conspiracy, and I typed in Christopher Meyer, who was the former British ambassador to Washington in 2001, and Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a year-old article in The Guardian, and this is what it says. President George Bush first asked Tony Blair to support the removal of Saddam Hussein from power at a private White House dinner 9 days after the terror attacks on 11 September 2001. According to Sir Christopher Meyer, the former British ambassador to Washington, who was at the dinner, Blair told Bush he should not get distracted from the war on terror's initial goal, dealing with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Bush, claims Meyer, replied by saying, I agree with you, Tony. We must deal with this first. But when we have dealt with Afghanistan, we must come back to Iraq. Regime change was already U.S. policy. Now, I normally wouldn't talk about a post like this, this old. But considering the Downing Street memo stuff and the Panorama video...
Oh, sure.
...that was put out on the BBC 2 months ago, which prompted my search, it's important in terms of historical context. We should know that we've been being, you know, having ourselves suppressed on this. And also, what it says was, it was clear, Meyer says, that when we did come back to Iraq, it wouldn't be to discuss smarter sanctions. Elsewhere in his interview, Meyer says Blair always believed it was unlikely that Saddam would be removed from power or give up his weapons of mass destruction without a war.
Mm-hmm.
Faced with this prospect of a further war, he adds, Blair said nothing to demur at that meet, at that dinner. All of this was, this whole conversation was published in a 25,000-word article in Vanity Fair in May of 2000 and, where am I at here?
2003?
Yeah, 2003. And what I was going to say about this is that it doesn't really come to, as a surprise to me, because I knew instinctively that PNAC was planning things for a long time because they wanted Clinton to do this, and then Clinton told them to get lost.
Right.
But what surprised me was Blair's willingness to go along with it so early.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Except
I don't at all.
Except the fact that you have to keep in mind that British governments have a long history of imperialism. As a matter of fact,
oh, that's true.
You know, the 19th century was theirs. And parts of the 18th century. They have a long history of imperialism.
Well, yeah, the empire went down on the setting sun, you know?
Right, especially where it concerns the Middle East. The Brits invaded Iraq and installed, I think, two or three different governments, and every time the Brits installed a government in Iraq, the people of Iraq would rise up and throw it off. And what the British army used to do was collective punishment. They used to murder entire blocks of people, just gun them down. Which so far, the U.S. hasn't done that. We bomb them into red mist, but to stand there and face them and shoot them dead in the street like the British Army used to do back in the 20s, the British Army is responsible for, or the British government is responsible for bringing the Ba'athists to power, of which the most well-known is Saddam Hussein. So the only reason I'm getting into that, and most people know that history, you can find that history very quickly. But the point is, the Brits have always, you know, lusted after Middle Eastern oil. You know, British American oil companies, Arab America, Arab-British consolidations, consortiums. You know, you go back to pre-World War I, nobody even knew the oil fields existed in Saudi Arabia or existed in these Middle Eastern countries.
BP Oil just opened up the tap for the oil thing coming from the Baltic.
Yeah, well, you know, back to the Middle East, I don't think anybody should be surprised that Tony Blair went along with this. Tony Blair is to democracy as Bill Clinton was to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, or to the Labor Party, what Clinton was to us.
Right, exactly.
But
so
there's another point I want to bring out, sure, is that this guy Christopher Myers is coming up with a book soon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be revealing all of this stuff, as well as other things that some of us won't be interested in.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a great book, but you just touched on it. Who cares?
But, well, I was going to say, if people want to get links to some of these things, because I linked just what I said to you in a blog, they can go to my blog.
All right, what is it?
FancyPantsElitist.blogspot.com.
FancyPantsElitist.blogspot.com?
Yeah, because I read. I'm a fancy pants.
Okay. All right, Joy, thanks.
Thank you for taking my call on.
Absolutely. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. Right now I need to drop something in here that is superfluous and stupid and silly. Unless you're one of the victims. Have you seen this thing about the so-called erectile dysfunction drugs, Viagra and what are the other ones? Cialis and Levitra. They make you go blind. Now, for the guys out there, I don't know what they told the girls growing up, but for the boys out there, we were always told that if you masturbated too much, two things would happen. You'd get hair on the palm of your hand, and you'd go blind. Do you remember that? Isn't it, once again, irony is just a waste in the age of Bush. But is there not a slight bit of irony here that Viagra, now, I don't wish physical impairments on anyone, not at all. And the people that were featured on these newscasts tonight, yeah, I watch CBS News tonight and I watch ABC News. Oh, my God. Yeah, I broke down and did it. Both of them had the story. And as a matter of fact, so did the New York Times today, I believe. But is there not something, aside from the fact that people have lost their eyesight, which is tragic, if they were sighted all their lives and now they've lost their eyesight, that's tragedy. It is tragedy. Okay. Having stipulated that it's tragedy, is there not something immensely, darkly funny about the whole thing? Huh? Oh, that's awful. Oh, God. It's a good thing there's no hell, because I would just be in the middle of it, wouldn't I? They would pinch my head off and use it as a soccer ball. Viagra causes blindness. Now, the horrible part in some people, I understand. It's not been that many. I understand. Just like the people who are using Celebrex or whatever these drugs. What were these drugs that are giving people heart attacks? Vioxx? Was it Vioxx? I don't know. I'll probably get sued because I probably said the wrong one. But, you know, not that many. Come on. 50, 60 people died from using pain medication. It's not that many. And with these penis drugs, not that many. How many people have died? 7, 8, 9, not died, gone blind. What about Bob Dole? Was he just the pitch man for these erectile dysfunction drugs? Now, very few people use it for erectile dysfunction, is my understanding. A lot of men use this drug because it gives you a... I like that commercial. Is it Cialis? Which one is it that says if your erection lasts longer than 3 days or a week or something, seek immediate medical attention? Well, I would hope to shout. Can you see people walking into the emergency room? What's wrong with you, sir? Well, look. Plus, I'm blind. Radio Town, don't ask me no questions.
Taking all my pills, but I'm still not sleepy. Trying to trick myself into thinking that I'm not awake, that it's only...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
By the Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy the Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry. Somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it. That you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Looking out for love in the night so still.
Oh, how need some wood.
You were king in that house on the hill.
It's about 10 before the hour, thanks to the crew. In New York, Colin Tipton, Justin Yuen, and David Fizikas. Out in the boondocks, Chris, Ben, Mark, and Jim. Thank you, everybody, for your efforts tonight. The executive producer of this program is Catherine Day. Don't forget, just check it out. ChappelleCorby.com.au. Chappelle is spelled S-C-H-A. P-E-L-L-E, C-O-R-B-Y, Corby, ChappelleCorby.com.au. Check it out. Charles is calling from Connecticut. Charles, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hello, Mike. Hello,
hey.
You know, this thing with that it keeps on changing its term now because the FRIST it now becomes in favor of a filibuster. It's not odd at all. It's more like I akin it to, especially with the press, that there used to be a medication, and one of the side effects, I wish I could remember the medication, was the side effect for uncontrollable oily stools. And it's sort of like, okay, you're going to make this deal.
Oh, God.
You're never going to get out of the house. So they make this deal, and then they wonder, what's happened? Well, of course what's happened. I mean, you take this garbage,
yeah.
And the media, they possess in their hands the ability to literally save their own lives because you find a story they don't like, they have you killed. And they know what's going on. All they have to do is just not tell one night what's going to be on the news and then do it. Think of the ratings. I mean, forget about tweets. Everybody wants to see this. It's like, you know, forget about American Idol. We all know who's going to win in that, too. We know what's going on. Give us the final episode already.
Yeah. Okay, so?
Well, it's that, and, you know, they keep on, the Democrats without any spine. You know, I sent you an email before that you read it that, you know, I don't sign petitions.
Right, yes.
But I did sign Conyers.
Right, good.
But it's, you know, this notion that, we have to pick our fights carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And it's akin to your child comes home and says, teacher Rove chopped off my arm. Well, I'm sorry, Billy, but we have to pick our fights carefully.
Right.
Careful about, they're all fights now. You've become so lax about this thing, this notion, and it's a very American notion,
mm-hmm.
that we're the only one with indoor plumbing, that if you build the bridge, the job is done. Building the bridge is the easy part. It's the maintenance.
Yeah.
And we are a country apparently vehemently opposed to maintenance.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. All right, Charles, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. You have a good holiday, okay?
You too.
All right, you take care. Did I mention we'll be off Monday? I think I did mention it earlier tonight. Yeah, what's going to be here? Best of Malloy? Some? Okay. I have no idea what it's going to be. Hopefully it's something that you'll find entertaining. Chris is calling from Texas. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Hey, appreciate everything you're doing. And I'm really outraged about this young lady that's been framed on this...
In Australia, yeah.
Yeah, it's really got me hacked off. And it got me to thinking about some information that I had picked up many, many years ago about how old George Sr.'s life was actually saved by pot.
Really?
And not too many people are aware of this, but when marijuana was, actually cannabis hemp, marijuana is kind of a racist term. It was coined by Anslinger and Hearst. And when cannabis hemp was first made illegal in 1937, it was re-legalized back during the war effort, we lost our flow of Manila hemp.
Mm-hmm.
That was cut off, so
right.
We needed something else for the rope, which cannabis hemp actually is the finest in the world. When he bailed out of that burning plane, all the webbing of his parachute was 100% cannabis hemp. The aircraft engine was lubricated with hemp oil. Rigging and ropes and everything, virtually all of that rigging and stuff that they pulled him out of the sea with was made from cannabis hemp. The fire hose on the ship, all hemp. Finally, when he stood safely on that ship, the very thread that sewed his shoes together and kept him nice and comfortable and warm on that deck, as all fine military shoes, and including to this day, are actually sewn with hemp thread.
Uh-huh.
So he owed his life to the substance that, you know, has imprisoned so many innocent, nonviolent Americans and citizens throughout the world.
Yeah,
and it's just what a hypocritical old mess.
Oh, it's just horrifying. It's just horrifying. You know, while I my heart bleeds for this woman who was convicted in Indonesia, I think about the Americans in our gulag here in the United States, prison after prison after prison in the United States, federal and state prisons that contain so-called criminals whose crime was some sort of involvement with marijuana or some sort of involvement with cocaine or some sort of involvement with hashish. I guess there are still people who go to prison for hashish. I don't even know anymore.
The war on drugs is just a war on us all.
That's exactly what it is. Chris, I got to leave it there. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you checking in. You have a good weekend. Have a good holiday.
You too, man.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for participating tonight. However you did that, I do appreciate it. I'll see you Tuesday. All right? Same time, same station. In the meantime, take care. All right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are. Just like my mama said, I'm going.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand Lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.